弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
何等感谢主，今天又聚集我们一同在他的宝座面前。
We thank the Lord for gathering us before His throne.
让我们可以一起擘饼纪念主，让我们也可以一起来听主的话。
We can remember Him at our table time, and we can also listen to His word.
像我刚才Matthew 弟兄跟我们讲的这首诗歌，耶稣，我来救你，是一首蛮特别的诗歌。
Like our brother Matthew just mentioned, this hymn, Jesus I Come, it's a very special hymn.
因为有一个脱离，有一个进入。
Because there is a put off or leaving and entering.
中间是什么？
What's in between those two?
耶稣，我来救你。我们一起来讲一次好不好？耶稣，我来救你。
Let's say it together, Jesus I Come.
我来救你。啊，真好。愿意早晨我们每个人都来就近耶稣。
This is so wonderful. May this morning everybody can draw near and come to Jesus.
我也是第一次才知道说原来父主的恶来学主的样式就是跳华尔兹。
This is the first time that I knew to take upon the yoke of the Lord is to dance waltz.
要与主一同来走这条路。
And we can walk on this path with the Lord.
我们何等感谢主的恩典。
How thankful we are for God's grace.
我们要一起读两处的圣经，在以弗所书四章二十节到二十四节。
Let's read the scriptures together. Scripture together, Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 20 to 24.
如果找到了，自己来读哈。
If you can find it, let's read it.
好，我先用中文读一次，然后姊妹用英文读一次。
We'll read the Chinese together first.
以弗所书四章二十节，你们学了基督，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前一起来行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新。并且穿上新人，这新人是照神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
But you have not so learned Christ. If indeed you have learned him, and you have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust.And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness.
第二处圣经是在哥罗西书三章九节十节。
The second verse is Book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 9 through 10.
好，我们哥罗西书三章九节，如果找到，我们先用中文读一次。
Colossians, chapter 3, verse 9. If you can find the ChineseVerses, let's read together.
那等一下，姐妹读英文。OK, 一起来。
Let's、
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去了旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人。这新人是知识上渐渐更新，正如照他的主的形象。
Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds.And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们何等感谢你的恩典，早晨又聚集我们在你的同在的里面。
Lord, how thankful we are that this morning we can gather in your presence.
哦，主啊，我们要向你的祷告就是耶稣，我来救你。
Yes, Lord, our prayer is Jesus, I come.
哦，愿意我们能够脱离自己，进入主的。自己脱离自己老旧的生命，进入主耶稣丰盛的新的生命里。
Oh yes, Lord, may we all put off the old man, we can enter into the new man in Christ.
我们把自己和同伴仰望在恩主的手中。
We want to commit ourselves and our companions into our Lord's hand.
愿你对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
愿我们来答应你的呼召。
May we respond to your calling.
祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
阿门。今年今天是一个比较特别的日子。
Today is a very special day.
我想我们知道今天什么日子。
So what day is it today?
是什么？大年初二。
Today is the second day of the Lunar New Year.
跟大家说一声恭喜新年好。
I want to say to everybody, Happy New Year.
你可以跟你旁边人说恭喜新年。
You can say to your neighbors next to you, Happy New Year.
你知道大年初二是什么日子？
So what's special about the second day of the Lunar New Year?
在传统里面是回娘家的日子。
In our tradition, it's a time you return to your parents.
就是我们回到神的家里面，何等的好。
How wonderful it is to come back to the house of God.
那我们都很喜欢过新年，对不对？
We all like to celebrate the New Year.
小孩子最喜欢过新年。
I think the children love the New Year the most.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为可以穿新衣戴新帽，对不对？
Because they can put on new clothes and wear new hats.
而且还有很多好吃的东西。
And there are a lot of delicious food.
然后还有什么？
And what else?
还有红包可以拿。
And they can receive the red envelopes.
哎呀，所以我们小孩子的时候特别喜欢过新年。
So our children especially love the New Year.
大人怎么样呢？
Then how about the adults?
大人有的喜欢，有的不喜欢。
Some adults like it, some don't.
但是很感谢主的一件事情是，新年总是一个新的开始。
But thank the Lord, the New Year always signifies a new beginning.
带给我们新的希望。
Bring us new hopes.
感谢主，主也是喜欢我们过新年的。
We thank the Lord. The Lord wants us to celebrate the New Year.
因为他是一个一位万古长新的主。
Because he's a God that is eternally new.
他是从永远到永远的神。
He is a God from forever to forever.
他不会变旧的。
He will never grow old.
我们的神的本性和他的本质就是新。
The attribute and the nature of God is newness.
那真的，他愿意我们一起跟他在一起，可以得着从他来这样一个永远长新的一个生命。
So he wants us to gain this the eternal new life with him.
那圣经中又是如何的来讲到旧跟新呢？
So what does the Bible say about the new and the old?
那神造的天地万物，那是新的还是旧的呢？
So are the heavens and the earth created by God, are they new or the old?
是从新变成旧呢？还是又从旧又能够变更新呢？
Do they become old from being new or can they be renewed?
在希伯来书一章第十节到第十二节这样说。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 10 through 12 it says,
主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天地也是你手所造的，天地都要灭没，你却要长存。天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了，你要将天地卷起来像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
You Lord in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain, and they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will fold them up, and they will be changed.But you are the same, and your ears will not fail.
这边讲到神创造天地。
This talks about God's creation of heaven and earth.
那天地呢，神造了以后呢，就要渐渐的旧了。
But after the heavens and the earth were created, they start to become old.
然后呢，但是神要把这天地卷起来，像一件外衣一样。
However, God will fold them up like a cloak.
可是只有神永远不改变。
But God will never change.
从永远到永远他是神。
From eternity to eternity, he is God.
人会改变。
Man will change.
天地万物会改变。
Heavens and earth will change.
我们所有的经历里面，我们所有的都是从新变成旧。
In all our experience, everything will turn from new to old.
是不是这样？
Isn't that so?
新衣服穿一穿就变成什么？
Our new clothes after we wear them for a period of time
就变成旧衣服了，对不对？
They become old clothes.
新车开一开就变成旧车了。
A new car will become an old car after you drive it for a while.
新房子住一住，马上就变成旧房子了。
A new house after you live in for a while, it will become an old house.
我们人也年纪也越来越大，对不对？
And we will age as well.
那结婚的时候新娘都很漂亮。
When we get married, the bride will they look beautiful.
新娘过久了就变成老娘了。
And the new bride, with time, they will become old.
那新郎怎么样？
Now how about the groom?
新郎日子过久变成糟老头了。
And groom will become an aged old man.
哦，这就是人的本性，对不对？
This is the nature of a natural man.
但是神却不是这样。
But God is not like that.
在启示录二十一章第一节到第五节，稍微长一点点，我来念给大家听。
Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 through
5. 我又看见，我这就是约翰哈，这老约翰又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他要做他们要做他的子民，他要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说，看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Now I saw, I is John. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. As I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
我们何等感谢我们的主，天地万物本来都要渐渐旧了。
How we thank the Lord, all heavens and the earth, they will gradually become old.
有一天这天地要灭没，神要把这天地卷起来像一件外衣。
One day heavens and the earth will pass away. God will fold them up like a cloak.
但是这里神说我要有造一个新天新地。
But here God says, I will create a new heaven and earth.
还有新耶路撒冷从天而降，是神的圣城，如同新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And there is going to be a new Jerusalem come down from heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
我们在地上有许多的苦难，流了许多的眼泪，也有死亡，有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
On earth, we have a lot of tribulations. We have a lot of sorrow, tears, sorrow, crying, and death and pain.
但是主说，我要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
God says, I will wipe every tear.
神要亲自与我们同在。
God will be with us.
神要与我们同住。
God will dwell with us.
神来了，要将一切都更新。
When God comes, He will make all things new.
哦，何等感谢我们的主。
How we thank our Lord.
神他要把旧造除掉，他要带进新造。
He will put off the old and he will make us put on the new.
因为他要将一切都更新了。
Because he will make all things new.
在这段话最后，约翰他听到神的声音这样说，听到圣灵的声音说，你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。
And here John heard those words.He who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all those new things new. He said, Write, for these words are true and faithful.
我们早上来听神的话。
This morning,
神的话是可信的，是真实的。
This morning we come here to hear God's word. Those words are true and faithful.
我们真是要很认真的，很敬畏神的心，我们来领受神的话。
And with listening ear, we want to come here with a reverent heart to respect God's words.
神的话跟人的想法、希望是不一样的。
God's ways and His thoughts and words are different from that of man.
有一首歌说明天会更好。
There's a song entitled "Tomorrow Will Be Better."
哎呀，真的，大家唱起来很嗨，对不对？
We really are excited and high when we sing this song.
很高兴，对不对？
We are very glad when we sing.
我们都哪一个人不希望明天会更好呢？
Which one of us do not wish tomorrow will be better?
所以我们唱这样的歌，我们听这样的歌，我们心里面很舒服。
So when we hear this song, we feel very glad in our hearts.
但是我们在我们的生活里面，常常不是明天会更好啊。
However, in our daily lives, it was not the case. Tomorrow is not necessarily better.
在英文讲说这是 wishful thinking.
In English, it says it's wishful thinking.
Okay. 是的，每个人都希望明天会更好。
Yes, indeed. Everybody hopes tomorrow will be better.
但是明天没有更好。
But that's not the case.
但是感谢主。
But、
主的话是真实的，是可信的。
God's words are true and faithful.
明天要更好，不是照人的方法、人的想法。
But if tomorrow is going to be better, it's not according to man's will and thoughts.
乃是照神的永远的计划和他爱我们的美意。
But it's according to God's eternal will and His own good thoughts.
记得刚才一开始我们唱的诗歌和我们的交通就说要脱离。要进入。
Remember at the beginning of the message time, we were singing this hymn. It's talking about putting off and entering.
中间有什么？
What's in between the two?
大家一起说。
Let's say it together.
耶稣，我来救你。
Jesus, I come.
再次，耶稣，
Again, Jesus,
我来救你。
I come.
愿早晨我们每一个人，我们都把自己带到神的面前。
May this morning, may each one of us come before the Lord.
神是一位伟大的神。
Our God is a great God.
他为我们创造了天地。
He created heaven and earth.
也为我们成就了救恩。
He also accomplished the salvation for us.
可是他不勉强我们。
But he never will force us.
我们要跟神永远的旨意连上，只有一个条件。
There is one condition that can unite us with the eternal will of God.
就是耶稣，我来救你。
Which is Jesus, I come.
愿意我们每一个人早上都来就近耶稣。
This morning, may each one of us come to Jesus.
我们知道，在创世纪讲到神创造天地哈，那大家记不记得，当神创造了每一样事物的时候，譬如说呢，他把就是空气跟这个水哈，还有地分开来的时候呢，然后呢，他造了植物，造了动物以后呢，神都说了一句话。
We remember in the book of Genesis when it talks about God's creation of the earth. As God separated the air, water, and the earth, He said one thing.
然后把造了动物先造哈，而且先造对不起，先造植物对不对啊？先造植物以后呢，然后再造了鱼，造了鸟，造了走兽以后呢，神都说了一句话。
He first created plants and the fish and the land animals, and then God said one thing.
什么
？What is it？
他看耶稣，神看这些是好的。
God saw that it was good.
神看每一件事情都是好的。
God saw everything was good.
最后把人造了以后呢，神说这些事都甚好。
After God created man, He said all this was good.
甚好。
It was exceedingly good.
对，造了人以后才说甚好。
After He created man, He said this was exceedingly good.
所以神所造的天地万物都是好的，对不对
？So everything that was created by God was great.
那为什么今天我们好像看到很多不好的呢
？Then why we see a lot of bad things？
因为人犯罪，违背了神的命令。
Because men have sinned and they went against God's will.
神造了天地万物这样美好的，所有的一切，然后呢，把人安置在伊甸园里面呢。那原来亚当夏娃呢，是天天可以跟神一起同行的，一起生活的，非常好。
After God created everything, He placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and everything was wonderful.
可是人选择不听神的话，违背了神的命令。
But man chose to disobey God's command.
然后事情就开始不好了，对不对
？Then things started to turn bad.
人犯罪以后呢，地就长出了荆棘和蒺藜来，亚当也要汗流满面才能糊口，夏娃也要受到怀胎和生产之苦。
After man sinned, thorns and thistles grew on the earth. Adam had to toil to survive, and Eve had to suffer the pains of pregnancy and childbirth.
人犯罪以后，圣经上说，罪有一人入了世界，死又是从罪而来。
After human sinned, just as through one man sin entered the world.And death through sin.
不只是人，人犯罪了以后，这个世界也被玷污了。
Not only humans, but this world was defiled.
世界就开始慢慢变旧了，慢慢呢，圣经上讲说，罪恶就满盈了。
And it started to decay. Gradually, it turned from good to bad, and they're full of sins and corruption.
所以本来很好的，本来甚好的， 那后来都变成不好的。
So what was originally good or exceedingly good became bad.
人犯罪以后，人就会生病，会死亡，人和人之间也会产生嫉妒、仇恨、争战，甚至凶杀。
After human sinned, there will be sickness and they will eventually die. Among men, there were jealousy, hatred, strife, and even murder.
那这个世界怎么样呢？
So how about this world?
我想学工程的人，我们知道热力学有一个第二定律。
And for those who study engineering, there is a law in thermodynamics.
是什么呢？就是在一个密闭空间里面呢，它的乱度一定是越来越大，一定是增加的。
In a closed space, the chaos will gradually increase.
Entropy.
Entropy. Entropy.
乱度啊，它一定是越来越大的。
The entropy will only increase.
啊，这是为什么呢？
Why is it so?
这就是罪带来的结果。
It's the outcome of sin.
所以你想想看哈，如果一个房子很久没有人住
，Think about it. If a house has not been dwelt in for by people for a long time,
yeah, 它会变得窗明几净呢，还是会变得很脏很乱
？Is the owning going to be in a good condition, or it will be in a very chaotic situation?
对不对？哦，所以如果正常情形呢，好像我们如果不做什么事，其实我们所谓的正常其实是不正常哈。就是这个世界会越来越不好。
Normally, if we choose not to do anything, and the world will go from will gradually decay.
我们不要做什么，这个干净的就会变脏的，对不对
？Without doing anything, the clean things will become dirty.
新的就变成旧的。
The new will become old.
好的就变成不好的。
Good things will become bad.
那为什么呢
？Why is it so?
我想最初就是因为罪的结果。
I think it's all because of sins.
但是如果这样一直下去的话，那我们不是很悲惨吗
？If this continues, won't this be really pitiful?
我们是不是很可怜，没有盼望呢
？Won't us be miserable and without hope?
那神喜悦这样的情形发生吗
？But will God delight in this?
我想神不喜悦，对不对
？I don't think God will be delighted.
所以在耶利米书三章二十二节、二十三节，这样就。讲这样说哈，说我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每个早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, through the Lord's mercies we're not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
对，对不起，这是耶利米哀歌的话哈。那在这里呢，神说我们不至于消灭，是因为耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因为他的怜悯不至于断绝。
It is from the book of Lamentations. Through the Lord's mercy, we're not consumed, and His compassion never fail.
然后接下来一句很特别的话。
And it's followed by a very special phrase.
每个早晨都是新的。
They're new every morning.
哦，这世界不是越来越旧吗？
Isn't this world turning old day by day?
但是在神的慈爱和怜悯里面，他可以让每个早晨都变成新的。
But in God's love and mercies, every morning they're new.
神的信实，神的诚实何其广大。
Great is His faithfulness.
啊，我们何等感谢主！神不喜悦，好像这个人就在这样一个悲惨的情形里面，神不喜悦这世界就在一个混乱的情形里面，神要来更新我们。
We thank the Lord. The Lord does not delight in seeing the world become a very chaotic situation, and He wants it to renew us.
人犯罪了以后呢，就进入黑夜的里面，人就慢慢变老变旧了。所以生老病死呢，是每个人都要经过的过程。
After human sinned, people enter into darkness. They gradually aged. Everybody experienced a cycle of birth, aging, sickness, and death. This is the fate of everyone.
神也不喜悦人被罪捆绑，因为罪带来了死，死是众人的结局。那这样我们都没有盼望。
God also does not delight in people being bound by sins. Sin brings death, which is the end of everyone.
因为神的诸般的慈爱和怜悯，他就施行拯救，他给我们一条道路，借着主耶稣可以得到新的生命。
But by God's love and mercy, He gave us salvation, and through Christ.He gave us a new life that every morning it's new.
这样每个早晨都是新的。
Every morning it's new.
好，那耶利米哀歌三章三十一节到三十三节这样说。
Book of Lamentations, Chapter 3, verse 31 to 33.
因为主必不永远丢弃人，主虽使人忧愁，还要照他诸般的慈爱发怜悯，因为他不甘心使人受苦，使人忧愁。
For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though he cause grief, yet he will show compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he does not afflict willingly.
神爱世人，他为着我们来把他的儿子赐给我们，叫我们可以因着耶稣的宝血，耶稣的救赎，可以来脱离这个越来越旧，越来越没有盼望，越来越黑暗的生命，来进入到神喜乐自由光明的生命里面。
For God so loved the world, He sent His only beloved Son to come to this world, which is gradually dying and perishing, so that we can have this new life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，亲爱的朋友们，愿意早晨我们来到主的面前，我们都来跟主来连在一起。耶稣，我来救你。
Dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, this morning may each one of us come to connect with the Lord. Just say, Dear Lord, I come.
让我们来接受主宝贵的救恩。主耶稣不仅为我们死，也为我们复活，把新的生命带给我们。
Let's come to receive this precious salvation. Our Lord not only died for us, He was also resurrected for us and gave us salvation and resurrection.
那我们每一位信主的，我们也要天天的来到主的面前，因为每个早晨都是新的。
And for those who believed in the Lord, every day we need to come before the Lord because His mercy is anew every morning.
感谢主，主把这样传福音的一个使命托付给我们。
We thank the Lord. The Lord gives us a mission to share the gospel.
我们不只说自己信主得救了，我们也要为我们的家人、为我们的朋友、为我们所亲爱的的人一起来祷告。
We should not only be satisfied that we ourselves are saved, but we should also pray for our families and friends.
我们一起来传福音，把这样子一个美好的这样一个何等可以说。这样大的一个好消息来带给大家。
We should also share the gospel and share the good news of the salvation to everybody.
有时候我在想哈，这么好的福音，为什么好像传起来很困难呢
？Sometimes I'm thinking, why is it difficult for us to share the gospel, such great news?
假设哈，我们今天我们教会办一个活动。
Imagine our church were to hold an event today.
在我们的停车场哈，我们现在今天要办一个活动，就是旧车换新车的活动。
We're going to host an event to trade the old cars for new cars.
你的车不管多旧哈，不管有多少的问题哈，只要能够开到停车场呢，那我们就换一辆全新的宾士的车给你。
No matter how dilapidated your cars is, no matter what problems you have, the cars will have. If you can drive it to the parking lot, we can trade it for a new car.A new Mercedes-Benz.
就算开不动，你把它拖来也行。
Even if it cannot be driven, as long as you can tow it here, it will be fine.
如果有这个旧车换新车的活动，我想我们停车场已经停满了车子。
If we can have this event to trade old cars for new cars, I think our parking lot will be packed.
很抱歉啊，对不起，今天没有这个活动。
But I'm sorry, we don't have such event today.
但是今天有个更好的活动。
However, we have an even better event.
就是旧人换新人的活动
，which is to exchange the old man for a new man。
好不好啊
？Won't it be good？
好嘛，大家都说好，对不对
？Everybody says good。
所以我们真是有这样的一个盼望，主来了，他要将一切更新了。
So we have this hope that when the Lord comes, He will renew all things。
他要把我们一个旧的人可以改变成一个新的人。
He will transform the old man to a new man。
所以感谢主，他。真是爱我们。
We thank the Lord who loved us.
他愿意我们每个人都相信，接受主做救主，然后呢，可以得到这宝贵的救恩，成为一个新造的人。
He wants us to believe in Him and accept this precious salvation and become a new creation.
在现在我们进到第二部分。
Let's come to the second part.
对不起，开始我忘了讲哈，就是第一部分就是讲到新跟旧。
Sorry, I forgot to mention the part one is talking about the new and the old.
第二部分要讲到说一个新造的人或是新造。
The second part is about a new man, a new creation.
那第三部分呢，等一下我们要讲到要脱去旧人穿上新人。
Part 3 is about putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
哥林多后书五章十七节这样说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
何等好啊！这节圣经何等的好。他说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，或者说他就是新造。OK， 旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
How wonderful is this verse? It says, "If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new."
我们刚才讲到说，这世界上所有的事情都是从新变成旧。
We mentioned this world, everything will turn from old, new to old.
都是从好的变成不好的。
From good to bad.
而且都是从原来好像很有秩序的变成很混乱的。
From what was orderly into chaotic condition.
但是神的作为却是跟人的这些人的做法和经历不同。
But God's work is different from that of man.
神是要让我们更新。
God wants us to be renewed.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造。
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
所以呢，神的计划就是从旧到新。
Therefore, God's plan is to change us from old to new.
我们若仔细读圣经哈，我们就发觉圣经很跟的逻辑跟想法跟我们天然的人不一样。
If we read the Bible carefully, we will find out the Bible is different from our logic and our thoughts.
啊，我们每天一般来说，一天是什么时候开始
？So every day, what does a normal day start with?
是从早上到晚上，对不对
？It's from morning to night to evening.
哎，但圣经不是这样哦。
But it's different in the Bible.
以色列人的一天是从什么时候开始
？When does a normal day start from the Israelites?
是从黄昏的时候开始。
It starts from dusk.
然后就到晚上。
And to into the night.
然后就到早上。
To the morning.
然后就到中午。
And to midday.
哎，这代表什么呢
？So what does this signify?
就是人被造以后呢，很可惜的，就很快的就犯罪了。
Unfortunately, when man was first created, they immediately committed sin.
所以进到黑夜的里面。
They enter into night.
但是不是永远在黑夜里面，对不对？不是永远，我们不会永远停留在黑夜的里面。
But they will not forever be in darkness.
圣经说，一宿虽有哭泣，早晨却必欢呼。
The Bible says, even though at night we will weep, but in the morning we will cry tears of happiness.
神说，每个早晨都是新鲜的。
The Lord says, every morning is new.
哦，因着神的信实，因着神的慈爱和怜悯，每个早晨都是新的。
But by God's compassion and His mercies, they're new every morning.
好，那这就是得救了，对不对
？This is about salvation.
从晚上到早上了。
From night to morning.
不停在，不只是停在这里。
It does not stop here.
圣经说，一人的路如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
And the Bible says, in God's creation, a day begins. It says, the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day.
神不只是要我们仅仅得救而已。
God was not only satisfied when we're saved.
啊，仅仅得救。
Merely saved.
不是这样的。
It's not the.
要从清晨进到中午。
It's from the morning to the midday.
义人的路如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
The path of the just is like the shining sun, like shines ever brighter unto the perfect day.
这就是神美好的计划。
This is a wonderful plan of God.
本来人犯罪后变成有旧造。
So when man sinned, they became an old man.
Old creation.
All creation.
但是因着神的救赎，他让我们成为新造。
But by God's salvation, we became a new man.
还不止停在这里。
And it does not stop here.
他还要来改变我们。
He wants to change us and transform us.
他愿意来每天来与我们来制作我们。
And day by day, he wants to mold us.
让我们如同义人一样，义人的路如同黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
So we can be the just.And the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter.
对不起，但愿在这新的一年，我们能够走在这条主给我们预备这新的道路上。
May this new year we can all walk on the path of this that God prepared for us.
我们得着神的新的生命，神给我们一个新的名字，然后呢，我们这个每天再过一条过再来唱新歌，来跟随主。
And the Lord, we have a new life, a new name, and every day we sing a new song and follow the Lord.
那主耶稣也告诉我们说，新酒要装在新皮带的里面。
And God also tells us that the new wine must be put in new wine skins.
因为神的生命是充满着活力的。
Because the life of God is full of vitality.
所以我们的外体虽然是毁坏，一天一天的衰残，但是呢。我们的内心一天要新似一天。
Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
所以好多好多的圣经上里面讲到的心，我们都要进入。
So a lot of the newness that was mentioned in the Bible, we need to enter into them.
真的，这地上的事情没有什么好盼望的。
Truly, there is no hope in the things of this world.
是不是我们外体一天一天的衰残？
Isn't that so? Our outward man is decaying and perishing day by day.
甚至我们这个中国人的俗语，我们也会常讲说，王小二过年怎么样？一年不如一年，对不对
？As the saying goes in Chinese, every year is round down.
但是神给我们的却是一天新似一天。
But God gives us a new life that's renewed day by day.
所以我们真是愿意。把我们自己让在神的手中
，so we truly want to commit ourselves into the hands of God，
然后来让神来改变我们
，so that He will transform us，
让我们能够来被在活在神的心的里面
，so we can live in the newness of God，
甚至在教会里面，那主的话也这样告诉我们说，你们要成为新团啊，然后呢要把旧教能够除去。
And God says in the church, you are to become a new lump, where to remove the old leaven completely.
所以在我们当中就不要有任何的罪的事情在教会的当中。
So we eliminate sin from our church.
让我们真的是可以来成为新造，然后呢活的一个新的生活。
So we can truly be a new creation, live out a new life.
让我们能够被改变的，能够像神的这样子一个美丽这样的一个新生命。
So we can be transformed in the likeness of God with a beautiful new life.
以前有一位从乡下来的老太太。
Once there was an old lady coming from the countryside.
然后呢，她从来没有到城里面，就有一天人家带她到城市里面。
She has never been to the city, so once someone brought him to the city.
他看到很多新鲜的事情。
She saw a lot of new things to her.
然后回家以后，人家问他说：“哎，你这次到城里面，你看到什么事情？哎，是最新奇的事情。
”So when she returned home, people asked her, "What is the most extraordinary thing you have seen?"
哪些是最特别？你觉得很新鲜的事情
？What is the most special something you have never seen before?
他说：“哈，哎，我看到有一个地方有一个门很特别。
”She saw that I saw a very special door.
那非常神奇啊
！It's a miraculous.
因为我看见有一个像我这样一个老太太哈，走到那个门里面。
I saw an old lady like me as soon as she walked into the door.
那进去后，那门就关起来。
After she entered in, the door was shut.
那过了几分钟以后呢，那门又打开来。
A few minutes later, the door was open.
哎呀，出来是一位又年轻又美丽的少女。
Out came a beautiful and young girl.
那我下一次去哦，我一定要去那里。
Next time when I go to the city, I would definitely go there.
都没有人笑啊。
Nobody is laughing.
那是什么地方
？So what is that? What is that thing?
是电梯。
It's an elevator.
Okay. 神呢要来改变我们。
God wants to change us.
要让我们。能够从旧人变成新的人。
He wants us to be transformed from an old man to a new man.
但是需要我们来配合。
But we need to do our part.
啊，不是要去到电梯的里面哈。
We do not need to enter into the elevator.
我们乃是要到在神的家里面来被神来改变。
We need to come to the house of God to be transformed.
所以这个改变的过程就是要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
This process of transformation requires us to put off the old man and put on the new man.
刚才一开始我们读的以弗所书这边说
At the beginning, we read a book of Ephesians.
我们要来学基督，我们听了神的话，然后呢，来领受神的教导，来学了他的真理。
We need to listen to the words of God, to listen, heed his teaching, and to learn his truth.
就要脱去我们从前行为上的旧人，因为这个旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
We need to put off this old man, because the old man grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
所以脱去旧人是第一步。
So the first step is to put off the old man.
那第二步就是要将心智改换一新，穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
The second step is to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以感谢主，他给我们一条道路，是可以让我们来脱离旧人，来穿上新人的一条道路。
We thank the Lord; He gave us a new path, the path through which we can put off the old man and put on the new man.
我们知道旧人是指着谁说的？
So what does this old man refer to?
旧人就是亚当。
The old man is referring to Adam.
我们每个人都有从亚当来的生命。
Everybody has this natural life from Adam.
那这个旧人呢，是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
This old man was grow corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
我们天然的生命都有许多的被罪玷污的地方。
There are a lot of shortcomings defiled by this old man.
要脱掉旧人。
We need to put off this old man.
我们不要觉得说，哎呀，我旧人很舒服啊。
Do not feel comfortable in the old man.
我觉得我爱做什么就做什么。
I can do whatever I want.
啊，我爱生气就生气。
If I want to become mad, then I will become mad.
我爱买什么就买什么。
If I want to buy anything, I'd like to buy it.
我爱打游戏就打游戏。
If I want to play the games, I will play the games.
我爱去干什么我就干什么。
I do whatever I want to do.
这个是旧人。
This is an old man.
这旧人的是因为私欲的，因为罪进来以后呢，所以就产生很多的问题。
After sin enters the world, there are a lot of problems.
那感谢主，神要我们脱离旧人。
We thank the Lord who wants us to put off the old man.
把这些除掉。
So that we can eliminate those.
然后呢，要穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
新人是谁？
Who is the new man?
第一个来代表的就是主耶稣。
The first and foremost is Christ Jesus.
那主要我们来照着主耶稣的思想、情感、喜好和心智来过每天的生活。
He wants us to live our life in our thinking, our feeling, our desire, and our aspirations according to Him.
我们实在要天天要来穿上这个新人。
We truly need to put on this new man every day.
这个新人呢，是照，就是这边讲到说，是照着神的形象造的，然后呢，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Because it says the new man was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
所以我们可以天天来脱去旧人。来穿上新人。
Therefore, day by day, we can put off this old man and put on the new man.
简单来说，这个旧人就是亚当，新人就是基督。
Simply put, the old man is Adam, and the new man is Christ.
在亚当里，众人都死了，但在基督里面，众人都要复活。
In the old man of Adam, all men died, but in Christ, all men were resurrected.
刚才我们唱的诗歌就讲到说。要脱离罪恶、失败与羞耻，要脱离那个捆绑、忧愁与黑影。
In the hymn we just sang at the beginning of the message time, it says we will be out of failure, shame and bondage, sorrow and darkness.
要脱离狂傲不平的血气，脱离贫乏、怨叹和绝望。
Out of unrest and arrogant pride, out of want, distress, despair.
要脱离那个败坏无底的深渊。
Out of the depths of ruin untold.
我们如果能够脱去旧人，我们就可以脱去旧人所有的一些瑕疵。
If we can put off the old man, we can put off all the bondages of the old man.
新人就是基督。
The new man is Christ.
就是主耶稣带来新的生命，复活的生命。
Because Christ has brought us a new life, a resurrected life.
当我们脱去旧人，我们就要进入，要穿上新人。
After we put off the old man, we need to put on the new man.
就进入 自由喜乐与光明，要进入神的爱，进入神平静安息的羊圈和良港。
Into freedom, gladness, light, and love, into a peaceful sheepfold and safe harbor, filled with abundant jubilant sun.
充满着丰富赞美和盼望，进入神完全有福的旨意，进入神那欢乐光明的富家。
Into jubilant sun and hope, into the blessed will and gladness and light of house, God's house.
所以感谢主，愿意我们每天我们都来学习这样的功课。
We thank the Lord. May every day we can learn this lesson.
我们都要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
We all need to put off the old man and put on the new man.
假设我现在手里有一个杯子。
Imagine I have a cup in my hand.
那里面充满着很脏的水。
It's filled with filthy water.
那我另外呢，这边有另外一个杯子，里面是很干净的水。
And in my other hand, it was full of a cup full of clean water.
那我这个旧的这个脏的杯子哈，里面充满脏水的杯子，怎么样能够有让这个好的水，让就是清洁的水可以进来呢？
Then how can this cup originally filled with dirty water allow the new water to clean water to pour in?
我们可以把这个就是干净的水这样倒进来吗？
Can we pour in the new clean water just like that?
不行，对不对？
It cannot.
我想大家都知道怎么做。
So I think everybody knows how to do this.
先要把脏的水倒掉，对不对？
First of all, you need to pour out the dirty water.
然后把杯子洗干净。
And wash the cup.
然后就把这个干净的水倒进来。
And then pour in the clean water.
好像很简单，对不对？
It's seemingly very simple.
但是常常我们都没有这样做。
But oftentimes this is not what we do.
啊，因为常常都觉得说，哎呀，我这个我自己这样挺舒服的嘛，挺好的。
Because oftentimes we feel comfortable to be the way we were.
啊，我们在老我里面也可能暂时很舒服。
In our old self, you may feel comfortable.
但是这个却把我们带到那个败坏无底的深渊。
But this leads us to the depth of ruin untold.
所以我们要把旧的生命弃绝。
So we need to eliminate this old life.
常常把这个脏的水倒掉。
Pour out this dirty water.
然后呢，让主的这干净的水可以倒进来。
And then let the clean water pour in.
神也告诉我们说，从主的话里面，我们也知道说，这个旧约是写在哪里呢
？And from God's word, where does this Old Testament written?
在石板上。
It's on the stone tablets.
但是有一天，时间要到，神要给我们另立新约。
But when the time comes, the Lord will establish a new covenant with us.
那这个新约写在哪里呢
？So where is this new covenant written?
写在我们的心板上。
On our heart.
所以愿意我们每一天，我们都是活在这个新约的里面。
May each day we live in the time of the New Testament.
我们不是让神的话写在那个石板上。
We don't want God's word to be only written on the stone tablets.
我们要让神的话写在我们的心板上。
We want His words to be written on our hearts.
所以为着这样，所以我们必须在生活上，我们要比较小心。
So we need to be very careful about the way we live our daily lives.
以前说谎的，现在就不要说谎。
If you used to tell lies, then we no longer should tell lies.
那圣经上以前偷盗的，现在不要再偷。
If you used to steal, then do not steal anymore.
那有很多很多这样的事情，我想圣灵会教导我们。
I think the Holy Spirit will give us guidance in a lot of things.
啊，比如说，我就认识这样的人，常常迟到。
For example, I know someone who is often late.
然后呢，哎，人家时间到了还没有到，就打电话给他，哎，在为什么还没来啊？
So when the time comes, and people will call him and ask why you're still not here.
啊，他说我来了，正在路上。
He said I'm here, I'm almost there, I'm on my way.
只是还在家里。
But he's still actually in his house.
不可以这样子的。
You can't do that.
啊，你可以说啊，这是没有什么大不了，无伤大雅。
You may say this won't do much harm, it's harmless.
No, 主耶稣说你们是就说是，不是就说不是。
God says If it's yes, say yes. If it's no, say no.
若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
If it's for whatever is more than this, is from the evil one.
然后我们做很多的事情，要买什么东西，要做什么样的决定， 我们要 来听主的带领，听圣灵的带领。
Whatever we decide to do, whatever we want to buy, we need to follow the leading of God.
我们不要所有的事情好像照着我自己的意思来做。
Do not do things according to your own will.
我假设说我比较懒惰，我就是喜欢睡懒觉。
If I'm lazy, I like to sleep in.
早上就爬不起来。
I struggle to get up in the morning.
这也是旧人。
This is also the old man.
旧人要脱掉。
We need to put off the old man.
年轻的人可能喜欢玩游戏，男生。
For young people, especially young men, may like to play the video games.
玩起来就没有得玩，没有得停不下来。
And you may find it's hard to stop.
只要把旧人放脱掉。
You need to put off the old man.
那另外呢，有些姐妹可能喜欢买东西。
On the other hand,
弟兄也可能喜欢买。
Some sisters may have compulsive buying. I like to shop.
有时候没有用的东西买了一大堆。
And even some brothers like to do so. And even buy a lot of things you do not need.
这都是旧人。
This is all old men.
然后呢，有些人就喜欢坚持自己的意见。
Some people like to insist on their own will.
觉得我总是对的。
They insist that I'm always right.
那这个是旧人。
This is also old men.
也要放掉。
We need to put it off.
有些人比较容易生气。
Some people get angry easily.
一点小事呢就会炸锅。
They may explode over trivial things.
这是旧人，要脱掉。
It's also the old man whom we need to put off.
有些人是口不择言。
Some people are not deliberate in their words.
特别呢，在家里面对自己最亲近的人呢，讲话就越不客气。
They speak harsh words to those who are most closest to them.
人很容易受伤。
They are likely to hurt others.
这是旧人，要脱掉。
It's also the old man whom we need to put off.
也许有人是比较没有怜悯的心，缺乏同理心。
Some people lack the compassion or empathy towards others.
这是旧人，要脱掉。
It's also the old man whom we need to put off.
也许有些人就是不能赦免别人。
Some people may find it difficult to forgive others.
有些人可能十几年前别人冒犯他，到今天还过不去。
For someone, if someone was offended this person more than 10 years ago, he still cannot forgive others.
这是旧人，要脱掉。
It's also the old man whom we need to put off.
有些人他就是死不认错，自己明明知道错了，但是脸就拉不下来。
Some people will never admit their mistakes, even if they know that. They can never confess that.
因为自己脸面挂不住。
Because they think they will lose face.
这是旧人，也要放下来。
It's also the old man whom we need to put off.
我刚才讲了很多。
I mentioned a lot of things.
请问你有几样？
How many of those apply to you?
我是以上皆是。
For me, all the above apply to me.
我们实在要常常把我们这个旧人脱掉，对不对？
We truly often need to put off this old man.
因为这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Because this old man was corrupt due to deceitful lusts.
我们实在要脱掉旧人。
We truly need to put off the old man.
我们要常常穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
我就讲一个很小的见证。
I want to give us a small testimony.
去年夏天天气很热，大家都知道。
Last summer it was really hot, like as everybody knows.
Yeah, 好几个礼拜，可能两三个礼拜都是一百度以上。
For several weeks, the temperature was all above 100 Fahrenheit.
然后呢，我们家有两层楼。
Our house was two story.
那我的姊妹呢，她很喜欢把窗户打开。
My wife likes to open the windows.
因为有新鲜的空气。
Because they allow the fresh air to come in.
那她常常呢，早上起来就把窗户打开。
In the morning, she always open the windows.
然后呢，就出门去办事了。
Then she will went outside to run errands.
哎呀，冷气一直开啊。
And the cooler, the air conditioner was on the whole time. The AC was on the whole time.
那我在楼下做事上班，或者我出去上班，我都不知道。
And I did not know that even when I was working at home or even when outside.
因为我在楼下。
When I was downstairs.
Yeah. 然后呢，我就很不高兴。
So this makes me a bit upset.
我就说对不起的，你走之前，如果你要把窗户打开，能不能把楼上的冷气关掉
？So I told her before you leave the house, can you turn off the air conditioner upstairs?
她每次都忘记。
And you keep forgetting this.
哎呀，我就很生气。
This makes me upset.
我就说一些过分的话。
Then I said some hurtful words.
哎呀，但是我也没办法。
But I couldn't control that.
哎，我觉得我对嘛。
Because I thought I was right.
你知道，有人会讲到说，有理走天下，对不对？
And we say a rightful person can go anywhere.
但是我常常是得理不饶人。
I often cannot forgive others if I think I was in the right.
所以有一天呢，我在开车的时候。
So one day when I was driving.
那我前面就跟着一辆，前面有一辆的 pickup 卡车。
There was a pickup truck before me.
那是我一个人在开哈。
I was in a car alone.
然后呢，就是很正常的情形，他在前面，我在后面。
It was just a normal condition when he was driving. The pickup truck was before me.
那这个前面的货车呢，大概在一个冰箱还是什么一个很大的东西。
So there was a big fridge in this pickup truck. It's a big item.
然后它盖着一个新的，盖了一个那种塑胶布。
It was covered by a plastic covering.
啊，哎，就开呢，那塑胶布就飞起来了。
Then all of a sudden, this plastic covering flew up.
那就对着我车子过来了。
And it flew onto my car.
哎呀，我想糟糕了。
And I saw this is bad.
啊，躲都不躲不掉。
There's no way for me to even escape.
但是感谢主哈，那个布碰到那挡风玻璃就掉下去了。
But thank the Lord, after this plastic covering hit the windshield, it fell down.
我就很感谢主啊，没事啊，就继续开。
Thank the Lord, it was plain sailing, and I continued to drive.
哎，就开，车子就开始不对了。
Then after I drove for a while, there's something went wrong.
就有一个烧焦的味道就出来了。
Then I smelled something burnt.
对，我就开到修车厂去。
Then I drove it to the body shop.
然后原来那个很大的一个塑胶套子呢，就掉到我车子下面，跟 transmission 就挤在一起，卷在一起了。
It turned out this plastic covering was caught in the transmission.
我马上知道为什么。
Then immediately know what was the problem.
因为我在救人的里面说话说过头了。
It was because I said something hurtful in the old man.
所以最后可能花了三四百块把它修好了。
And in the end, I spent $300-$400 to fix it.
从人看来是祸从天降。
And in man's eyes, this is a tribulation just come out of the blue.
但是感谢主让我学到一个功课。
But thank the Lord, He allows me to learn this lesson.
因为我是在旧人的里面。
Because I was in the old man.
我生活形式说话，我都觉得我对啊。
In my daily walk, in my own behavior, I thought I was in the right.
但是神不喜悦这样。
But God does not delight in this.
神愿意我们每天脱去旧人，穿上新的。
May each day we can put off this old man, put on the new man.
我们常常我们信主的时候都是年纪比较大了。
Oftentimes when we believe in the Lord, we are already at an old age.
我们的旧人都很强大，很强壮啊。
This old man is already very strong.
那但是我们的新人很幼小，对不对？因为才信主。
But our new man is still very young and immature because we just believe in the Lord.
那怎么办呢
？So what can we do？
我们如果不小心，我们没有认识这件事情的话，一定是属血气的逼迫属灵的。
So if we do not realize this, all what is of the flesh will persecute what is of the spirit.
哦，我们旧人就是属血气的。
This old man is of the flesh.
我们的新人是属灵的。
This new man is of the spirit.
属血气的一定是逼迫属灵的。
What is of the flesh will definitely persecute.
你常常自己想做的事情都是那些旧人想做的事情。
Oftentimes the things you want to do is what the old man wants to do.
但是神要我们将心智改换一新。
But God wants to renew our mind in the spirit.
要把旧人脱掉。
He wants us to put off this old man.
要把新人能够穿上。
And put on the new man.
哦，天天的这样来被神来改变。
And day by day we can be transformed by the Lord.
我们不要像圣经里面讲的摩押一样。
Do not be like the Moab in the Bible.
圣经上讲摩押是怎么样呢
？So what is said about Moab in the Bible?
他说摩押自幼常享安逸，如同酒在渣滓上沉清，从来没有从这器皿倒在那器皿里面，也未曾被掳去，因此他原味尚存，他的气味不变。
Moab has been at ease from his youth. He has settled on his dregs and has not been empty from vessel to vessel. Nor has he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remains in him and his scent has not changed.
耶和华说日子将到，我必打发倒酒的往他那里去，把他倒出来，倒空他的器皿，打碎他的坛子。
Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I shall send him wine workers who will tip him over and empty his vessels and break the bottles.
Oh, 摩押为什么最后会被坛子会被打碎呢？
Then, how come eventually all his bottles will be broken?
因为他从来没有被从这个器皿倒到那个器皿过。
Because he has never been emptied from vessel to vessel.
他自幼就常享安逸。
He has been at ease from his youth.
所以他原来那个气味尚存，就是原味不变。
Therefore, his taste remained the same.
哦，但愿我们不是这样。
May we never be like him.
但愿我们常常要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
May we often put off the old man and put on the new man.
常常要把自己旧人倒掉，要把新把主耶稣的新的生命能够带装进来。
Often empty this old man and pour in the new man of Christ.
我们不要信主以后过了几十年还是老样子。
Let's not be the same after believing the Lord for many years.
像我们常常开同学会的时候呢，过了几十年，很多老同学就不见了。
When we have reunions with our classmates, a lot of our classmates were no longer with us.
很多年不见了哈，然后有时候会讲说，哎呀，你一点都没有改变啊，跟年轻的时候一样。
And since we haven't seen each other for many years, we often say, you haven't changed at all.
呀，那我听起来很舒服，对不对？
It feels good to hear that.
啊，你好，那但是呢，在主里面不可以这样子啊。
However, we cannot be like this in Christ.
信主了几十年，哎呀，你跟以前一样啊。
After you believe in the Lord, how would you feel if people say you're the same?
从来没有改变。
Never changed.
有一天主要打碎我们的坛子。
One day God will break our bottles.
我们不能够老是每天过一样的生活。
We cannot be constantly leading the same life.
人家问你说，哎，你最近怎么样啊？
When people ask you, so how have you been?
你说老样子。
You say same old, same old.
不可以的。
You can't do this.
不能做老样子啊。
You cannot be the same old, same old.
因为主给我们的是一个新的生命。
Because God has given us a new life.
是一个全新的生命。
A brand new life.
他要我们每天来跟随他，要每天脱去旧人，穿上新人。
He wants us to follow him daily and to put on the old man, put off the old man, put on the new man.
以前我们小的时候，上小学、上中学的时候，常常都要开朝会。
When we were in elementary school, we often have assemblies.
早上要一起开朝会。
We have assemblies in the morning on the sports field.
然后呢，开完以后就要做体操。
And after that, we will do physical exercise.
哎，大家可能有人记得是这样。
Do you remember doing this?
哎，我觉得很好。
I feel it was wonderful.
我们如果今天哈，我们现在信息完了开始做体操。
What if after this message we will do this physical exercise?
我们要做一个属灵的体操。
We need to do the spiritual exercise.
我们要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
那多好啊！
How wonderful it will be.
啊，不要所有的神的话都只在头脑里面。
Do not let all God's words be head knowledge.
我们在生活上却没有经历。
And we were not even practicing this in our life. 这样何等的可惜啊！ What a pity.
哦，愿我们跟主啊，来把这样愿意的心告诉主。
May we give this willing heart to God.
我今天就要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Today I want to put off the old man, put on the new man.
我这个礼拜就要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
This week I want to put off this old man and put on the new man.
我每一天都要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And every day I want to put off this old man and put on the new man.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，主，我们何等感谢
！Oh Lord Jesus, how thankful we are for you.
哦，你不喜悦人来越来越败坏，哦，主最后的结局却是死。
You do not want us to be corrupted, which leads to the death.
你来拯救我们。
You came to save us.
你成就了救恩，把新的生命给我们。
You accomplished the salvation and gave us a new life.
若有人在基督里，就是新造，旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All old has passed away, and all new has come.
主啊，我们把自己仰望在恩主的手中。
Lord, we commit ourselves into your loving hands.
教导我们，每天都活在新造的里面。
May you teach us to live in this newness every day.
主啊，让我每天都能够很真实的来脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And every day in truth, we can put off this old man, put on the new man.
哦，让你来改变我们。
May you transform us.
让我们更多像你。
May we be more like you.
让主在我们个人，在我们家庭和我们教会当中得到荣耀。
In each of us, in individual family and our church, you will be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.